Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, here I am, founder, owner of the Dream Vision 7 radio network, as well as the Love by Intuition show that you're going to be hearing today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, the next century, in another lifetime. And the Kids for Love Project. We have a great show for you this evening. We are with you, but you'll be hearing this show also on our own syndicated station, Dream Visions, all one word with a S on the end, the number 7, radio.com, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. But I always like to highlight my guests and have them broadcast Tuesday and Friday. So this coming Tuesday and Friday, you'll hear our wonderful guest, Leanne. And this is a live Dream Vision 7 broadcast here at 1510 AM WMEX Boston. And so all the Boston people are with us, as well as on our own station, because that's Boston-based as well. We have Leanne Phillips. You may have heard of her name. She has quite a following, and we've had her on the show a couple times through the years, and we're having her back because she has a new CD or new music called Removing Negativity, and it's designed to be the emanation of a powerful mandala that removes negativity in the Tao tradition. And Leanne is actually an award-winning singer-songwriter and sound healing educator. She's on a mission to merge sound and music to assist people in leading more fulfilling lives and healthier bodies. And she's developed a method of brainwave entrainment through the use of her voice and the quartz crystal singing bowls. And it's a form of sound healing based on the research on the brain as well as musical system called the Circle of Fifths. So we'll be talking about what's been happening with her. She's now in the glorious state of Hawaii, and it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon there. So welcome to the show, Leanne.
Aw, Deborah, thank you so much, or mahalo piha, as we say here.
Yes, I love that. I love that. And so now when you're ready, let us know when, and we'll ask Dave, who's our producer this evening, and we'll be giving out the phone numbers later, too, if anyone would like to call in and talk with us. You just let us know when you feel like you want to bring that in. But let's start with what's been happening with you in the last year or so.
Well, probably the big news is I will be leaving for China and Singapore in the next few days.
Wow.
Last year, yes, it's I was in China last year, and I couldn't really talk about it until I got back because of the political landscape there. When they hear people are coming in to do healing work, it can sometimes be a conflict. So, but a shifu, a abbot to a Buddhist retreat center invited me to come in and share the sound as a Buddhist teaching in the Zen tradition. So I was doing sound meditations with about 100 people during the day, and then would do private sessions with some of the people that needed the extra time. And it was, Deborah, it was life-changing to be in China. It's a fascinating place, absolutely fascinating.
You know what I've heard? I forget who I was listening to that was experiencing a healing, modality of some fashion, and Asia came through. And from my personal experience, when I started the reconnective healing, I saw in a vision all these Asian umbrellas with little baby Asian faces on them. I still don't know what the message is. This was some years ago. But there's something very special about the Asian continent, and I'm sure you already know since you've experienced China.
Well, one thing I would say that is easier for people is to actually receive some of the true ancient teachings on evolving the soul. There, mm-hmm. It's interesting because in China, you know, some of that information since the revolution has been hidden. And yet, in the last 7 to 10 years, people are starting to yearn and crave for finding who they are on a spiritual level. Mm. And so, me coming in with bowls would have been unheard of 10 years ago.
Right.
And the woman that's bringing me in has or had a true teacher, which what that means to me is that when he did make his transition, he had done enough spiritual work that it took 3 days for his body to just start to cool down and not be warm anymore. And when they did the autopsy on him, they found ringsels.
They
which
found what?
Is a sign, ringsels or relics.
Oh.
So when the word enlightenment is something that people talk about and hear about in different traditions, but it's, you know, essentially learning how to not just raise your consciousness, but have a vessel to place that consciousness in. And so different lineages have different practices, but they all, if they are an actual or a true lineage, and I kind of like to discern between actual and phenomena. So if something is actual, then it is objective truth. So six people could be, it is what is happening. It is what is. And yet sensation can be more of a personal experience running through your five senses and then having the perceptions of the sensations dictate what your experience is. But for these ancient teachings, whether it's Tibetan Buddhism, Taoism, Hinduism, esoteric Christianity, the Kabbalah, all of them are leading in the same place. And so when this abbot's teacher made his transition, they found ringsels. And ringsels are an indication that this person had reached not just inner enlightenment, which is the physical process of, in the ancient Chinese and Eastern traditions, and this goes back to your asking what is the benefit of that culture, it is spoken of that if you work on certain practices, you can achieve what is called the pearl of great price. Mm. And so this is something that people actually know of because it is spoken of in Taoism and Buddhism, which are, you know, often the national religions in, you know, Taiwan, Japan, different areas, and China is coming back. So Shifu's teacher had these, which is letting me know that it is a true actual tradition, and that he did enough work that when his soul, when his physical body made the transition, he had a vessel for the consciousness that he had raised in this lifetime. And so, you know, your mission of love is such a key part to evolving, because it's very challenging to evolve if you are not consistently engaged in the higher sustained emotions.
Right.
So, you know, we need the love and the joy and the passion and the compassion to be able to not just lead a happy life, but also to be able to evolve. And I think, Deborah, whether we're conscious of it or not, all of us are on a path, and we're all doing our best to evolve and to grow. So,
right. And even even if there's those that aren't even aware that they're evolving, we just are. I think a big piece of it is holding the space, like we are now during the show. You're holding the space for something, you know, sacred, and it's love, and the way I feel is, and so that love really, it just expands and continues, and people can feel that even though they may not be conscious.
Exactly.
So, yeah, everything goes back to love, because we are love. We just don't know.
We are. I mean, it is a very, very high vibration, love. And I don't know about you, but learning unconditional love has been one of the greatest teachers. And I'd say in my 50-plus years that it's taken me, I would say, till the last really couple of years to understand what that really feels like. I don't even have the words to express what it is, but I think it's a gift to ourselves if we can learn to love at least one person unconditionally.
Right.
And then from that, we can literally start to just embrace the world, and the whole personal aspect dissolves, and we can just feel that love for each other, because, you know, if you go high up enough and you look down, so to speak, we are not just connected. We are literally one body-mind-spirit complex.
That's
right. We are literally one. There's not, you know, at a high enough level, there's no discernment. It's You're
right.
Seeing it all as one, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. And that's difficult to put wrap your mind around it. However, when you feel that the tingly love of, you know, the higher creator, whatever you want to call that higher intelligence, then you know, and it just makes life more purposeful, where however many of us have gone through years and years just going through the motions of life, not realizing, you know, what a gift it is, and how we can turn everything into a more joyful situation by going into that space.
That's really well put, and I appreciate you using the word creator, because, you know, I look at the creator as the highest vibration possible.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know about you, but right now it feels like the world is kind of broadcasting very strongly two different forces of that divine creative force, where one is very constructive and one is quite destructive. So, you know, this, when you were talking about different levels, Deborah, I think this is really what's wonderful about consciousness, is nothing changes. Everything is the way it is as far as the universe, the laws of the universe, how we evolve. But what can change is our level of awareness as to what is actually happening. So the more we are aware of more of what is actual, and we are not caught in the everyday drama, and we start to kind of take a look at things differently, then I find that that's actually when the evolution can take place, because the only difference between something being there is whether or not we're aware of it or not. So,
right.
You know, and that's the wonderful thing about, you know, just doing something simple, like sitting in a room, a dark room with a lit candle, a white candle, and just staring into the flame for 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know, because my experience is all light goes back to the Creator, whether you are looking at the sun or a candle flame. And that simple action or form of meditation can make it so much easier to still the mind and start to connect with those higher aspects of us. And for me, that really is the connection to sound, because, you know, it doesn't matter what tradition you're talking about. Everybody, you go into the ancient texts and they say there was the word and there was, you know, there was creation, you know. So our thoughts are actually our internal landscape, our internal sound. So more and more what I'm doing with the bowls is to hold the space, just simply playing them, not even singing sometimes, but just allowing the bowls to hold the space so people can go inward. And you sit still long enough, you start to feel the little consciousness or the personality versus the big C or the higher consciousness. Just, it can get uncomfortable enough to just stay still that we can actually feel these things, know they're there, be aware of them, be conscious of them. And as soon as we are, they have been heard, and they move. They move to another place where they are not subconsciously running our internal dialogue anymore.
Right.
So, well, yeah.
We're going to be coming up on a break, and I would love for you to share with us what happened that had you create this music, Removing Negativity. And then I'd like to come back and share, you know, what it can do for people. But what happened with you that you created this Removing Negativity? And we also want to know, you know, why. But I also want to tell us what happened with you to create it. And then we'll have Dave play a few minutes of it and go right out to the break.
Sounds wonderful, Deborah.
Okay.
So when I was in China last year, there were a lot of very high-powered people running corporations, hundreds of employees, and they were showing up, and they were expecting that they would release 1 year's worth of tension and stress in a week. And I don't know about you, but that's quite a feat to have that intention. And so I watched people go from heavy physical detoxification, because it's a vegetarian, you know, diet and all this meditation, emotional detoxing, but they were releasing a tremendous amount. I mean, it was startling. Most people in China, I would say on average, sleep 2 to 4 hours a night if they are a high, you know, in a very high position of work. So they're overtired. And when I'm doing the sound work, I am in the bioenergetic field of other people. And so I was experiencing how much people were holding. And so I have a Taoist sigil or a mandala that literally will clear things from the bioenergetic field as well as the physical body. So you can look at a geometric pattern as emanating a certain kind of energy depending on the design of the geometric pattern. And this is all based on the research of Hans Jenny back in the 1940s. He would sing the word Om, and the Sanskrit letter for Om would appear in sand from the vibration of the sound.
Now hold that thought so we can hear some of the music you have created, removing negativity.
Okay.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
The Dream Vision 7 Radio Network presents Kids for Love. It's a project, a mission, and a radio show. Come join Deborah Beauvais and her young co-hosts every second Sunday at 6 p.m. as we celebrate kids making a difference. We invite other kids to join in for the spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start their own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project. Celebrating kids that empower others. That's every second Sunday at 6 p.m.
Join us every second Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
It's a child's job to play, to learn, and to have fun. It's an adult's job to keep them safe. Did you know that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before the age of 18? Every day, families enter the Children's Advocacy Center because of a child's courage to tell someone what happened to them. Keeping our children safe starts with a conversation. This is Michelle Aranger, Executive Director of the Children's Advocacy Center. Learn more on how to keep your child safe. Visit cacofbc.org. This message made possible by the Fall River Rotary Club.
Invite the Kids for Love Project, an enrichment program, into your school, classroom, or wellness center. Kids for Love Project is focused on teaching kids unconditional love for self and others. The project is a journey into self-discovery. It consists of fun, creative tools to learn self-love, like I choose love, I am love, I stand in love, and utilizing one's energies with reconnective healing and tuning into one's intuition for inner guidance, plus connecting to our natural surroundings. Kids who hold love for self do not bully or harm others. Let's cultivate a kinder world that holds compassion for all. Teaching the power of love to our kids is the way. To learn more or to bring Kids for Love Project to your school, contact Deborah Beauvais, 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to our Kids for Love Project on Facebook. Tired of having more month than money? Maybe it's time to make a change. The Money Nerve Radio Show provides tools for you to manage your money and reduce your stress. Listen to The Money Nerve Radio Show with Bob Wheeler the fourth Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. Eastern. Visit themoneynerve.com to download smart financial tools. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Welcome back. That is Leanne combining the sound bowls with her voice. And I hope everyone enjoyed listening to a piece of Removing Negativity as we went out to the break. I also want to put out the phone numbers. If anyone would like to call in, Dave is in the house. It's 617-237-1234 or 866-338-9663. And I also wanted to mention that we have Dream Vision 7 has a new launch coming up. We've pushed it up a little bit, so it's now going to be in October. And it's called Evolutionary Voices for the Quantum Age. And it's going to be an amazing platform for trailblazers and visionaries, people that can speak to mixing the spirituality, blending, bridging spirituality with science, and where we're going as a humanity, what our next step is. Now that we're working on ourselves and healing within, what are the next steps for our society, for the animals, for everyone? So stay tuned to that, and you can learn more by going on Dream Visions, all one word, with a S on the end, the number 7, radio.com. So now, Leanne, if you can be so kind to pick up where you left off about your experience and how you it came to creating Removing Negativity.
You know, Deborah, I just felt like music is such a wonderful tool for spiritual hygiene. And what I mean by that, yeah, is basically when people say they get upset or they swear or they're working in a stressful environment, you know, we take showers every day, we try to eat well, exercise, but a lot of us don't think about actually taking care of our bioenergetic field, as medical doctors call it. So when I discovered this Taoist sigil and realized that this is actually what the sigil does, I thought, oh my goodness, this is a perfect fit. So I got in touch with Thomas Barkey, and he said, yeah, I'd love to partner up. So we recorded one of the gemstone bowls that had been etched with the mandala and allowed that to be the foundation for the music, and then built the music around the sigil. So you can think of a mandala as literally frozen music. And so when you place a mandala on a bowl and etch it, it literally emanates the energy of that geometric pattern. And so that's one of the reasons I'm so grateful for Emoto's work showing when somebody gets, you know, angry or that they love somebody, how those geometric patterns shift. And so the higher the more there are higher sustained emotions, the more coherent the geometric patterns are. So this music is literally, if somebody listens to this a half hour every day, say they come home and they've had a stressful day at work or they just need a boost, then they can just sit down and listen to the music or even wear headphones to amplify, you know, the experience even more. So that was really my, you know, what happened, starting with China and back to Hawaii.
Right. And if there was ever a time that there's negativity, do we all have it at some time and level? And don't you think, too, I mean, I spend so much time trying to eliminate all of that. And yet, I think it's also important to embrace it before you release it, you know, and just go to it instead of fighting against it. And I love what you've created because, you know, one can embrace how they feel, whether they're angry in a deep way or for the day, and then they're embracing as they're listening to it. I found with listening to it, even going out of the, you know, going out to the break, it soothes you almost immediately.
Well, you're bringing up a really good point because particularly with sound, that is how the physical body feels emotion, is through sensate experience. And so it isn't so much that we want to get rid of things, but exactly what you said, when we embrace them or we look straight into whatever resistance we have, then those emotions have been felt. And that is how they are heard, is through sensation. Mm-hmm. So the music is actually quite, it's dense and it's powerful. It's very different from Mikael as far as the level of intensity. So, yeah, I agree with you. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Yeah, do you want to hear a little more? Dave, can you play a little more, a little further than you were? I'm sure the listeners, whether they're listening now or tomorrow or next week, you can feel it in your heart. Was that your intention?
Oh, that's really interesting that you're saying that, Deborah. You know, I have to say that it wasn't a conscious decision. I think, but I have to say that the heart will do everything in its power to not take a hit. And so if we do have any emotions that are, you know, kind of tucked away in our heart, with something this is pretty tactile music. It's pretty, you can feel it, you know,
right.
Palpable.
Right.
Then the heart is the one place we want to make sure is doing well, because if it is not doing well, negativity actually moves into the body through the hands and through the feet. And if it gets high enough up to the heart level, you can almost think about it as like a fluid of negativity. Most people cannot sustain life if it actually gets to that period. They will die of a heart attack. Mm-hmm. So I think what you're intuitively picking up is that it is the heart that is the core of our well-being. And however we can make sure that we are staying on top of any residual things that are happening on a day-to-day basis, the better we can let go of that, the more likely we are to be able to stay well for long periods of time. So, right. Yeah.
And by being in that space that you speak of, then your thoughts also shift. Instead of the heaviness of the thoughts or the things that are bothersome or the criticizing self and all that, there isn't a space, there isn't any more space for that. Or should I say, because you're in the space, any of those thoughts just kind of dissipate.
You're bringing up just such a pivotal point for health, because
now hold that really thought. Leanne,
okay,
because
I will.
We need to take our next break. So we'll talk about that when we come back, and we're going to go out with one of Leanne's other creations. I believe it will be Sun or Wings, but you'll feel it.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show every first and third Sunday, 9 to 10 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Every first and third Sunday from 9 to 10 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Life. We can either be bystanders or creators. Now is the time to awaken to your divine identity and the power of the I Am within to create a joyous and fulfilled life, no matter what your circumstances are. There are answers to life's big questions, and there is a spiritual path that leads to soul liberation and ascension. Join us every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Prophets for the New Age with Carl and Nancy Showalter on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
The goal of the Jesse Lewis Choose Love Foundation is to cultivate a more peaceful world by creating awareness that we can choose love. By providing tools for our children and communities, we can enable them to develop a healthy level of optimism that leads to resilience. Our mission is to give people the understanding that they can choose love by living a life with gratitude, having the ability to forgive, and to be compassionate. This is a proactive effort towards mental health that'll provide children and adults with the perspective and wisdom they need to be able to navigate through life in a happy, fulfilled, and meaningful way. Our website is jessielewischooselove.org.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
The pressure is on. Can you feel it? Life as we've known it is no longer working. Why? We are awakening. The true core self is alive within us now and has a new life to live. What does this mean? How do we live from here? Join us live every third Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern as spiritual embodiment coach and trainer Ambujam Rose explains this mass awakening. Ambujam's direct approach teaches you how to navigate this new wild ride, educates you on how to strengthen your spiritual core, and takes your calls for personal spiritual core training. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
With Leanne, or you want to purchase the CDs, and if you want to listen, we have Leanne's music on our station every Sunday. Divine Music Sunday is what we call it. But go on her site to connect with her. It's Leanne Phillips, so it's an S at the end of Philip, and Leanne is Leanne Phillips.com, all one word, LeannePhillips.com. So now, Leanne, before the break, we were just on the cusp of talking about how music can dissipate thoughts that may not be to the highest good for all, especially for ourselves.
Well, you know, that might be a bigger question than I can answer with the time we have left, but there's certain intervals of music that actually have physiological effects on our body, and this goes all the way back to Pythagoras, back when music was actually called harmonic science. And throughout history, certain religious groups would shift canons to take out these intervals of music, because what they did is they expanded consciousness. And so part of how we actually release through music is getting into that alpha theta brain state. And also a fifth is extremely powerful, as well as a third. And there's something that is called a tritone, which is an augmented fourth. So that basically is saying, do, re, mi, fa. So it creates, I don't want to say dissonance, but it has this very strong effect. And it literally expands consciousness just to hear that measure of music, that measurement. So canons for centuries were not allowed to have those music, that those intervals of music in it. It stripped it of it. It wasn't until Mozart came around that he just went, you know what, I'm not going to worry about being excommunicated. I'm just going to start putting these back in. And so what he did is he used certain intervals of music, and he also used certain melodic lines. So what we've done with removing negativity is we're putting it in a minor key. A minor key in general with music is more conducive to letting things go, whereas more of the happy white key sounds are more about accessing the joy. So we've got the key that the music is in, certain intervals of music that have physiological effects on the body. And really, the bottom line, Deborah, is this amazing primordial sigil that literally emanates the energies that it is trying to help us with. Mm-hmm. So, and this goes back again to Hans Jenny, Emoto. This is all part of what was called harmonic science 2,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to let the music do the work and not have people worry so much about the why, because at the end of the day, the why isn't going to be what gets us to where we want to go. It's having a higher level of consciousness and awareness that's going to allow us to be able to see beyond the rational and be able to use the paradox as the bridge to a better place to live. Because if anybody gets anything from this show today, I would say to just remember that there is no separation between the physical and the spiritual. There is right. none. It's right. not, oh, I'm doing my job, and then I'm going to go and sit and meditate for an hour. There right. is no separation. And so the more we understand that and get it on a higher level, the more we realize that the faster we can accelerate our evolution. And then things actually become way more fun because we are growing at a level where we can access more of what this show is about. Love, right. joy. Right. We have to hold the higher sustained emotions for longer periods of time to evolve. We cannot embrace the suffering, the pain, and the chaos. That's not how it's going to happen. You can sit under a tree for 20 hours and meditate, and if you're not in a higher state of emotion, your meditation is going to be flat, and you will not access the higher consciousness. You have to have joy and love to access the higher consciousness. That's where all the good stuff happens. Right. So that's what we're trying to do with the music, is get it all in yes. there without preaching to the choir.
Yes, and once you have the flavor of it, you just want to expand and experience more of it because it just feels so glorious.
Yeah. Oh, well, listening to the Removing Negativity one time with headphones will basically be like putting your feet on bare ground for 15 minutes and eliminating the free radicals in the body. It's very uplifting and very freeing. So I've been getting all sorts of emails from people that are having some real interesting experiences, either during meditation or when they're giving a session, a healing session. So it's been an honor to share this mandala.
Yeah, for sure. And that's great to hear what people are experiencing. I want to, before the end of the segment, or this time with you, should I say, what are you doing as of late? I know you mentioned Living Soul, so tell us about that.
Well, the Living Soul Spiritual Development Course is a program that Dr. Mitchell Gibson put together, and it's a very challenging course designed to help you create a vessel, but also to have a place for your consciousness to go so that you do not have to have, how do I put this? Most of us compartmentalize our life. The Living Soul course so transformed me by doing these meditations and exercises that my external world completely transformed as a result of doing all of this internal work. So all you have to do is be honest with yourself, do the work, and do your best, and follow the directions, and you'll find that the amount of evolution that can take place in a short period of time is phenomenal. So most of us go from a book to a movie, or we hear about this workshop, and the process is slow. But if you actually have access to teachings that have been tested for millennium, that have been passed on from a spiritual lineage and passed on, it speeds up the process of raising your consciousness. And I don't know about you, but I think if everybody in the world was truly happy in living from a place of fulfillment, the world would transform almost immediately. So I was so blown away by what happened to me when I took the course that I did the teacher training. And it's, again, I've actually learned more teaching the program than I was learning as a student. So it's really a way to evolve the soul, which is a very physical process, through training to raise your consciousness. So people can check out the link on my website if they're interested. Sound is actually an integral part of the work. And the sound actually led me to Dr. Mitchell Gibson, and I am so grateful. He's a real deal teacher, very humble and very evolved. And So I wanted to share with you about this course because it is life-changing, and it's not something that takes a decade. It does take at least 17 months, and it is challenging. It is not easy, but it's worth. You get back manifold what you put into the course as far as what happens with your internal world and your external world.
Mm-hmm. And that's the key. When you change your internal world, your outside becomes a whole different. You create what you are experiencing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, well, we've come down to the last minute or so, and I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always an honor. What would you like to leave the listeners with?
You know, I think if you're comfortable, Deborah, it'd be nice to just put removing negativity back on.
Okay.
And we can just
and
let
do
the
that
music
for the last minute
the
and a half or so. All right, let's do that. And for everyone out there, I'm trusting that you're going to feel the glow inside of this beautiful music that connects with the mind, body, soul.
Seeking a clearer path to love? Then tune in to the Love by Intuition show next week. All designed to your highest good. To contact Deborah Bouffet, owner of Empowered Connections, call her at 508 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or link on to lovebyintuition.com. Remember, we are all one, and we are all part of the miracle of love.